Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming. This is the day when we will have our third Sunday family fellowship luncheon immediately after this service across the street in the fellowship hall. So please come over there immediately after this service and we'll enjoy a time of fellowship together around the tables. And we'll have some good food. Our Wednesday night Bible study is continuing at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. Please come at 6:30 and join us for a light meal before our Bible study and prayer time. And our Knowing God study is continuing at 6:30 p.m. this afternoon in the Education Building. The WIC, The women of the church are having a meeting, a Bible study and planning meeting on Tuesday, September the 20th at 5:45 p.m. in the Ed Building. It's for all women who are interested. At the bottom of your bulletin on the right-hand side, you'll see question 89 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 89 says, how is the Word of God made effectual to salvation? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Would you read it with me responsively? I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Let's sing the doxology.
Pray, God,
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we do lift up our eyes to the hills. From where does our help come from? Our help does not come from the hills. Our help comes from You, who are the Creator of the hills and of the whole earth and the heavens. It is to You that we look to give thanks for being our Lord. It is to You to whom we come to worship this morning. At this time, praying the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 2. Hymn number 2. So if you are able to stand, please grab a hymn book and turn to hymn number 2. And let's stand and sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4 of O Worship the King. Let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You that Your Word is truth and that it gives us a true picture of reality. We see in our passage this morning that the original 12 disciples, the apostles, were men just like us, involved in the common things of life with common struggles, common attitudes, common ambitions. It is because we are just like them that we need forgiveness. We are proud. We have selfish ambition. We are uncharitable towards others. We are unmerciful. We are not unflinchingly devoted to Jesus Christ as we should be. Please forgive us and cleanse us from our sins. We thank You for bringing us through the trials and troubles and tribulations of this past week. We pray for Clara Bowles, for Sarah Nell Chanton. We pray for Bess White, who had events this past week, and others. We pray that You will deliver us from the evils that assault us every day. Heal those who need healing. Come alongside of those who need comfort and encouragement. Uphold those who are weak and falling. Give us wisdom to answer our perplexing questions. We pray for the missionaries that we support and for the missionaries of Jesus Christ all over this world. I pray for the ones that we know personally, even who are listed in our bulletin, the Bowlings in Mexico, the Chaplains in Atlanta, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the Dehoves in Tunisia, who will be coming to visit us in October. We pray for the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe, for the Romains in New York City working with Muslims, for Alan Coche and Anne in France, for Steve Jameson and the 25 Haitian pastors that he ministers to, and for Larry Brown on furlough from African Bible College in Malawi. We pray that through our support for them, along with the support of many others, the Word of God, the message of the Gospel, would go forth and prosper to the ends of the earth. I pray that Your Word, by the work of the Holy Spirit, will be an effectual means today of salvation and sanctification for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms for our responsive readings. We come this morning to Psalm 31, verses 15 through 24. You can find that on page 795 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there and let's read Psalm 31, verses 15 through 24 together responsively. My times are in Your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I have cried out to You. But let the wicked be put to shame and lie silent in the grave. How great is Your goodness which You have stored up for those who fear You. In the shelter of Your presence, You hide them from the intrigues of men. Praise be to the Lord, for He showed His wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. Yet You heard my cry for mercy when I called to You for help. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud He pays back in full. Our next hymn is number 691. It is Well With My Soul. I was thinking about doing the first and last verse, or the first, second, and fourth verse. But you can't leave out verse 3 of this song. You can't do it. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole. It's nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Let's stand and sing all four stanzas of 691 if you are able. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our gracious and merciful God, we thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank You that our sin, not in part but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and we bear it no more. We pray that our offerings will reflect that we have chosen to serve You with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. We pray that You would use our offerings to help to build up this church and to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth and bring people into the kingdom of Christ. We pray it in His name. Amen. The message this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, from Luke chapter 9, verses 46 through 62. And this is what it says. An argument arose among them as to which of them was the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a child and put him by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me, for he who is least among you all is the one who is great." John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you." When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparation for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.